Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Gold Bull Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBRC and on the OTCQB under the symbol GBRCF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Cherie Leadon. Now, Gold Bull Resources focused at the Sandman property in Nevada. This project was acquired from Newmont in late 2020. The project already has a almost 500,000 ounce gold resource. It's located about 23 kilometers south of the Sleeper Mine. The company also has the Big Balds project, but we are going to be focusing, again, mostly on the Sandman project here because the company did just release today, June 9th, some drill results from the Silica Ridge deposit. The headline numbers are 83.8 meters at 1.5 grams per ton gold from surface, including 3 meters at 14.67 grams per ton gold. Cherie, let's start off with the high-grade component here. This project, as by the resource and everything, more known as a near-surface, lower-grade deposit. This high-grade, though, what more can you tell us about what these drill results hit?
This drill program really focused on trying to find these high-grade feeder zones. So these two drill holes that we've released at Silica Ridge essentially prove that we have these high-grade feeders, and that could be really critical in getting our average gold grade a lot higher and also focusing on sweet spots within the deposit in a near-term production scenario. So we're very excited to see that we've got the 3 meters at 14.67 grams a ton from just below the surface. And in the other hole, we've also got a very high grade hit that's going 6 meters at 8 grams a ton, also in the top 10 meters from the surface.
Well, Cherie, I think it's interesting how close these are to the surface, as you just highlighted. So what could that mean? I know that you're still working on economics, but just in a general sense, what could that mean for investors listening along from an economic standpoint, being they're really just basically right under the till?
Yeah, you know, we're in a mining-friendly jurisdiction. We're in mining-friendly Nevada. So for me, I think it just begs us to investigate the economic viability of an open pit extraction method, essentially mining this at surface gold and investigating a variety of processing techniques. So as soon as we get all our assay results back from this drill program, which is still coming in because we are still actively drilling on the project, then we'll be moving to a scoping study that investigates scenarios such as high-grade mining of the near-surface ore and then toll treating that elsewhere. That would essentially keep our capital costs very low. And I'd also like to investigate the economic viability of having a small-scale heap leach facility. We already have the 500,000 ounces defined. And since then, we've also announced a number of drilling intersections outside that resource. So I'm pretty confident that number has indeed grown since our last resource estimate.
Okay, so the potential here of maybe some small-scale mining, we'll address that a bit more as we get the end of the drill results from that 5,000-meter program. Looking at figure two here, the cross-section of these two holes, a lot of this mineralization, as we've said, pretty much at surface. Looks like a lot of this is within the known resource, though. Are any of these holes, can they improve on the resource? Were they drilled to expand the resource? What more can you tell us about the location compared to the known resource?
Sure. Well, both holes certainly have extended mineralization well outside the current resource. Basically, as you go deeper, the mineralization keeps going outside the current resource polygon. And also, perhaps more importantly, the Silica Ridge resource is currently at about 0.55 grams per ton. So you can tell that these numbers are a lot higher than that. Both holes 44 and 52, they're averaging more like 1.5 grams a ton, which is very different to the 0.55 gram a ton resource that we have from based on historical data. So we were delighted to see these numbers. The fact that it's all oxide generally means excellent recoveries. And we also do have some metallurgical test work for this project, which confirms over 85% metallurgical recoveries at Silica Ridge. So I'm hoping that these holes really push up our grade from the known resource, and that will lend itself into the scoping study that we'll plug these numbers into post the current drill program.
Yeah, always nice to see some higher grade intercepts bringing up the overall global resource grade. Is there any plans to continue to step out on this target area at Silica Ridge? And if so, where will those drill holes be planned for the future?
Gee, it's certainly warranted because now we've got a couple of confirmations of the high grade zones, and we've got the high grade structures that have been targeted. They delivered. And now the geologists would love to plan a couple of more drill holes, essentially going along strike and down dip of those high grade structures to see if that 3 meters at 15 grams a ton continues as it is projected in the geophysical data that we do have. So they're certainly warranted, but we're going to take a pause after this drill program, wait for the assay results to come in, and then plug in these numbers into a scoping study, get the engineers and metallurgists looking at various options, and then we'll make a call on whether we keep drilling or whether we change tacks and kind of consider near-term production scenarios in a feasibility study.
So what's still to come in terms of drill results that are at the assay labs? And I understand there's one more hole to be drilled. So approximate meter-wise or holes, what's still to come to the market?
Yeah, so we're at it. We've drilled about 4,500 meters and got one more hole, which will take us out to something like 4,800 meters of the total program. Assay results will be flowing in. Another batch is anticipated in about 3 weeks, and probably the final batch will be received in about 6 weeks from now, given that the drill hole has not yet gone into the ground. And the last couple of drill holes, the higher risk, high reward exploration targets that are well outside the known resources. The drill holes are based on a combination of geochemical and geophysical anomalies. And so we've seen some very exciting alteration in some of these rocks coming out of the ground. So now it's just a waiting game, waiting for the lab to confirm and what kind of numbers we've got in those drill results. But I'm very much looking forward to seeing the last couple of drill holes, because that's what the exploration team, that's their area of expertise, is finding new gold discoveries in addition to adding ounces to the current resources. So fingers crossed that we've got a winner in one of these last few holes. And with gold mineralization, you really just have to wait for the lab results. So we can confirm we've got alteration in a number of the holes. It's just going to come down to, is that alteration corresponding to 0.1 gram a ton or 4 grams a ton? And I can't tell you that based on the visual observations. And I'm very much looking forward to those results.
Well, Cherie, we'll keep our fingers crossed with you that they're the higher grade ones. But either way, we'll follow along with those assay results as they come back in. Are there any other regional targets or new targets that you'd like to highlight at the Sandman Project outside of Silica Ridge that the company's still reviewing for the drill program as the year progresses?
Well, I think it's going to come down to the economics defined in our scoping study. And quarter three will be very much looking at those economics of the project, because we've got a couple of options. One option is we keep drilling and we get to the magic million ounce number. And at Sandman, I do believe the more we drill, the more ounces we're defining. So it just comes to a point, at what point do we push the trigger and focus on extracting these ounces? So our board will make that decision after we've received our scoping study results, and I anticipate that will be in quarter three. And so a couple of more months, we'll know a lot more with respect to the economic options we've got to pursue at the project, and then make a call on whether we keep drilling to define more ounces or whether we just push the trigger and go for a development scenario.
All right. Well, Cherie, keep us up to date on that decision. When you guys announce what the plan is, we're definitely going to have you back on the show to outline how you move forward from there. In the meantime, we'll also follow up on the back of some more drill results when they come from the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Gold Bull Resources. Cherie, thank you very much for the update, and we'll be chatting again soon. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks again, guys.